Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect Purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's gone. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse rat pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I don't know what that means.
My take on what's going to go on with you at McAfee is I think you're going to do very well there, in part because I do think that they're not going to try to undervalue your Steelers analysis. I think they're obviously Steelers fans who want to hear that. But they also just like what happens in the life of Mark Cabali.
That's kind of
the
weird.
Plugged toilets, torn Achilles, the falling asleep at the party that Tomlin was at. I mean, all of these things.
What about yesterday? Making this big announcement on WWE about me joining the WWE, and my phone overheats in the middle of the darn segment and shuts off. I mean, you can't even script something like that. My phone has never shut off, ever. I mean, I don't have a computer anymore because
but the whole
somebody
thing just shut down, or that little thermometer came up.
It shut off and said cannot turn on until it
cools down.
It's never happened before, ever.
In the middle of this huge introduction,
at least they got that out. I was talking about Russell Wilson, and boom, it's out. I'm like, oh my goodness, you got to be kidding me. The timing of this.
Yeah.
But I guess once again, it gives me.
Tomlin, in that clip that intern Dom played to start the segment, talking about Fields' running ability that we didn't see in the first preseason game, and not wanting to put Justin Fields in a corner like the lady from the movie, what was that, Dirty Dancing.
Yeah.
No one puts baby in a corner, so he does not want to do that with Fields. Pomp came on, and he'll do the game on Saturday, and said he does think that there will be a package for Fields against Atlanta. I've heard other people that do your job around the team who say they won't ask him to do that because they don't want to take Fields, they don't want to take Wilson off the Fields and mess with his rhythm. And they also don't want to risk Fields getting injured in some kind of gimmick role in the offense. So which one do you agree with? Pomp, yes, they will use him kind of as a change of pace, or he'll just strictly be a backup when they get to the Falcons game?
I don't think so. I think it will be situational depending on what team they play. I just don't think Atlanta would be that team. That's very difficult. If you look at their history, they've never really done that. For the past 20 years, to bring in one quarterback for another. In what situation?
Well, you wouldn't with Ben.
Yeah. In what situation are you going to put Justin Fields in over Russell Wilson? Russell Wilson's a better third down passer, right?
He's a great red zone quarterback.
He's a good red zone quarterback, unless you're looking at some kind of. Not
how about
package.
A spark?
Not even a spark. A spark means you're getting benched. I don't like that at all. No spark, just let him go out there. Now, if you got a two-point conversion or a gimmick play, that sounds like more likely to me than a guy that, you know, going to go in for a series, a guy that's going to just come in on fourth and one. Maybe if you're doing fourth and one and a quarterback sneak or anything to that, maybe something like that. I can't see a package unless they see something that hey, this team can't do this, so that we can use him more, and we find a place to put him. Like, I can see something like that. Maybe the Ravens aren't really good with speed on the outside, and they can get to it. You know, I don't want Justin Fields just going, you know.
Why is that?
The running. I don't want it.
Why is that?
We know he can run.
He's great at it.
We know he can run. He's one of the best that's ever done it, I think, to be able to do. We don't know if he can read defenses, go through progressions, and throw the ball. Well, you have to do that to be a successful quarterback in this league. You just can't be a running quarterback because, you know what, Tim Tebow's not in the league anymore. And, you know, even RG3 to the point, but he got hurt, of course.
He also got fired. He didn't land on his feet as fast as Mark Cabali.
I think he's all right. He got that Heisman to shine up. So I think his net worth is a little bit higher than mine.
Mark, he's so explosive with the ball in his hands. If you're a stagnant offense, I think you're doing a disservice to yourself by not giving him chances to make things happen.
Yeah, the thing that I worry about is he's so quick to that. You know, if he can go through progressions, read the defenses, nothing's there, then make your choice of being able to get out of some plays. But there were some plays the other day that he could have got out of and he got sacked.
Yeah, the one that took him out of field goal range on third down was a really bad one.
Yeah, you got to know. That's a very Ben-like play there. Ben would always typically get sacked on a third just to move him out of a field goal range. Like, what are you doing? Just throw the ball away. I mean, the awareness. To me, if this is just a red shirt year for Fields and he's ready to go and has a lot of these things cleaned up by next year, that would be a huge win for me.
I agree with you, but let me ask you this question. How do you clean those things up by just watching? How do you get better as a processor?
You pretend like your starting quarterback got a calf injury kept you out 3 weeks, right?
Yeah. Yeah, but then
I'm not saying he's pretending. No, I'm just saying that he could have been out there sooner.
No, but then you're going to go from September through January without getting the reps you need to get better at that stuff.
Yeah, but that's why I think this is very important right now. That's why probably they held on to Russell Wilson getting out there longer than they probably could have.
Mark, can I just say back to what you're saying about that, though? Because you're making the point that you think maybe in the long run it's beneficial to give him those opportunities with the first team. I don't disagree with that. When Pickett didn't get any of those opportunities and was all Trubisky, I thought that was short-sighted, especially when I didn't think that Trubisky was going to be their quarterback for the entire season. However, the one thing I'll say back to you on that is that does contradict something that you've said about this team, which is do everything you can to win this year.
Yeah.
If you're trying to get Fields ready for next year or whenever he's going to be the starting quarterback, you're taking chances away from Russell Wilson to help prepare him to help you win games right now.
Yeah. But Russell Wilson is almost 36.
But he's also in a new offense with new people around him, Mark.
Yeah, I think that they feel that he has enough time here through this Bills, Lions, and a couple weeks after that to be able to – he picks up things really quick. You could tell how smart he is and how good he is at throwing the ball. He just needs to be put in the right situation away from Denver. And I think he'll be able to do enough to be able to win it. Now, do they have enough weapons around him? I can argue that right now with the wide receiver situation in a little bit of a flux situation.
So if you think that Russell Wilson can be good this year, or will be, let's change it.
Will be good.
Will be good. And this is a red shirt year for Fields. What happens at the end of the year?
You know what? You pit one against the other, man. Who wants to sign here? Who wants to take less money? Who wants to sign long term? If Russell all of a sudden...
The preference would be to go with the guy that just won for you, though.
Yeah, depending on what we're winning here now. Too. Are we talking winning a division? We're making playoffs. What are we talking about? But if you're still talking about a 36 going on 37-year-old next year, and all of a sudden he knows Justin Fields is out here battling against you with a contract, all of a sudden he doesn't want $40 million. He can deal with something a little bit less. So I think that's what they're going to do. They're going to pit those two together. Whoever wants to take our offer will be our starting quarterback next year.
Man, but that would be a big risk, though, to go with a guy that helped you win games and look good and just go with the guy
Fields passes the test of their coaching staff of, you know, he can do this.
Do you think he's passing that test right now?
I think he's gotten a lot better than that. You saw him in OTAs. I mean...
I did not see him at OTAs.
You know, I mean, OTAs and minicamp, I mean, it was just very, very not good. I mean, it was okay. It just wasn't consistent. here, you need to see him do it in the game type situation. Practice situations are, they are what they are. They do the same place every time. They know what every cornerback's doing. They know what the reads are. They know what the defense, they play the same defense every time. Let's see what he can do in a game like against the Bills when their potential ones are out there, or at least their ones and twos are out there. He might have a bigger tell tomorrow if how he plays, you know, to see if he's ready or not, or how much he has advanced so far. I think he's definitely taken steps.
I have a hard time putting any stock in this stuff after what happened with Kenny last year.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
the
absolutely.
Way that I got hoodwinked and bamboozled.
Well, it's not only you on the training camp. He had a flawless training camp, a flawless preseason. Anybody who would have said Kenny's going to stink, it was an idiot at that point. So maybe your Montana the Rice thing was out of control a little bit. But
well, how about this? We had Warren Sharp on last hour, and I asked him about the two quarterbacks they have now compared to Pickett. And he said, yeah, it's an upgrade, even though he's not like extremely bullish on either one. But he said, yeah, he's way better. But he said this about Kenny. For some reason, he doesn't want to complete a pass downfield. What happened there, Mark? Like, I watched him at Pitt. It's not like he was bombs away, but he'd throw it downfield to Addison, outside the numbers, up seams. I mean, he was not a check down Charlie in college. It's like the speed from college, training camp, preseason, taking that and then making the jump to real regular season games was too big for him.
Yeah, I think a lot. I mean, he had some issues in college, trusting his offensive line, feeling pressure when there wasn't pressure there. That was the little red mark on his resume coming out. I think the speed just
exacerbated that.
In that. And now it's like, you know, I don't want to spin. I can't run. I'm not fast enough to get away from these 290-pound defensive ends that are just as fast as me. Let's get rid of the ball.
Mark, he completed 11 passes for 67 yards last night. I mean, that's
not good.
No.
That's, unless Matt Canada's calling the plays, right? But maybe it was Kenny Pickett's issue. I don't know. I mean, you're right. He was able to complete. I mean, he did throw some balls early in the season. I remember the Pickens ball. I think it was Pickens.
Against Baltimore.
And you got the Calvin Austin against Raiders. I mean, he can throw the ball down the field. He had that intangible of being able to pull games out late in that season. But I don't know what got in his head last year. But
well, it's not gone, Mark. It's still there.
And don't you remember, wasn't he having a great camp about 3 weeks ago?
Yeah.
Maybe he's Mr. August.
And not James Washington.
No, there's a lot of. I remember Dallas Baker back in like 2003.
The touchdown maker.
I think.
How about Ola? He just retired. He was a Mr. August. Yeah.
There's a lot of those. Sometimes we call him Mr. July because they started early. And that's
or what was Dre Archer, Mr. May?
Oh, Dre Archer, man. You talk about one that fooled me. I barely look at rookie camp anymore because of Dre Archer. Because I thought he was unbelievable. Then he came up 2 weeks later with the real players. I was like, oh, God, he stinks. Don't get fooled. I mean, everything you read about training camp is nice and all, but it's a different game come September.
Jay texted in and said, ask Mark if he's seen the new Sydney Sweeney post yet today. Have you?
I have no idea who Sydney Sweeney is.
You don't?
What is Sydney Sweeney? I'm an old coot, remember?
Dom's making faces in there.
Well, Dom, what
you
is
you don't know who Sydney Sweeney is?
No clue.
I'm stunned.
It's okay.
What is it?
She's an actress.
Oh, I was thinking of like some kind of movie.
No, she's an actress.
What was that?
And she posted some new photos on Instagram today, and these photos have gone so viral that 937thefan.com is an article up right now that says people have hit the pause button on Aiyuk Talk to look at Sydney Sweeney today.
I thought Sweeney, wasn't that like a movie, Mr. Sweeney? What was that? Something Sweeney.
Mr. Sweeney.
No, Sweeney something or another. Sweeney, that's what I thought you were talking about.
Mr. Sweeney.
No, it's not Mr. Actor. It was Sweeney something. Sweeney,
There was a movie called The Sweeney about like 10 years ago.
In Little League, we used to play the team called Sweeney Brook.
Well, so. Dom had a take. Dom, give Mark the take that you had about him and everything that's happened off air.
What take?
About Mark.
I'm going to have to look at Sweeney now.
What take? What are you talking
about? Your Mark take.
No, I didn't have a Mark take. You wanted me to have a Mark take.
No.
And I didn't.
What's my take?
No, I didn't. No.
He is
Pony,
a Mark take.
Pony, don't do this. See, you get me in trouble with
Sweeney
this stuff.
Sweeney Todd I was talking about, but go ahead. That's what I thought you were talking
about. No, he doesn't want
me
to do it. He's chickened out.
I don't care.
No, hold on. Mark.
Trust me, did you see that tweet that guy sent me? Nothing's going to offend me.
Mark, here I'm going to talk to you. I'm not going to talk to Pony. Here's what he does to me, okay? He sets me up with lies and then gets me in trouble when I try to get myself out of the lie he created for me.
Is that sort of like posting a portion of your appearance on Twitter and leaving out the context and everybody then calls you an idiot?
That's exactly right. Okay. At least somebody gets it.
Well, so it could be worse. You could do, did you hear what Callis and Crowley were talking about today? Did you hear that conversation?
I'm saying this right now because they're not making the playoffs. I'm going to pull a full Pony, and I am going to give like $200 to a charity of his choosing. I'm not having these butt cheeks out on the Clemente Bridge.
I wouldn't be worried about the butt cheeks. I'd
only
be worried about the
only, front.
Yeah. Only $200 too? What are you?
I mean, it was going to be zero, and you guys are going to get to see my Johnson, so which would you prefer?
I kind of want to see your Johnson. I want the whole city to see it, not just me. I want the whole city.
He's callous.
Yeah. Hey. Crowley made a bet with me that if the Pirates missed the playoffs, he would walk the Clemente Bridge in a thong bikini. He was that confident they were going to make
it. You know what? I love the guys on the morning show, but they don't really follow through on their bets very much,
no,
do they?
Doran is supposed to have gotten a tattoo for losing the backyard brawl, and that hasn't happened. All right. Texas on the Edgar Snyder
Sweeney
Associates fan
Todd.
Text line. Is that what Johnny Depp?
I think so.
I've seen that.
I thought that's what you were talking about. What's this person's name again?
Sidney Sweeney.
I'm going to have to Google this during the break.
We're going to have fun with that.
Yeah,
here's
Google
the headline. 417. Get to Arch.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes.
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Horse wrap pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Jeez. Your weekend started right with Archie's Famous Wings. Speak of the devil. Mark Cabali will be in the house at Archie's. Tomorrow night, a watch party for Steelers and Bills. Will you get up on a mic and break down the game at halftime, post-game analysis, that sort of stuff?
I don't know. He reached out to me, and I said, what does this entail? He goes, sitting there and eating free food and
drinking beer.
And promoting it for me.
My
like,
God.
Sounds good to me. It was early Monday, so I'm like, whatever.
I'm surprised Cook didn't like beg off the Post-Gazette games to do that.
Cook called me the other day and told me he might come up.
For what?
A visit, but he says he doesn't have, it's too expensive, he's broke. So
the guy saved money for 40 years.
He says he has no place to stay And then he'd have to rent a car. So he says, I can't afford that.
Oh.
My man, Ronald.
Did he text or call and say, look at you?
He called me. Go,
you're big time now with
me. Hey Matt there, big boy. I was giving you a couple days. So.
You see, Schefter is not reporting anything on Aiyuk, but he was at the Bruce Springsteen concert here last night.
Who, Aiyuk?
No, or Schefter. Want to talk about the nerdiest group of people. Yeah, all of the ESPN top insiders went to that show last night here in Pittsburgh. In one row, you had Woj, Schefter, Pete Thamel, Jeff Passan, Buster Olney. Who would you want to hang out from that group with? Any of them? I think I'd pick Passan.
Yeah, I think Passan's too. But he, isn't he a Cleveland guy?
No, KC.
Oh, I thought he was. Oh, yeah, he seems like a interesting enough guy. I don't know if Shefty. He seems a little square, right?
Yep.
But man, Springsteen, man, I don't know. It's another
I'm over
one.
It. I've seen him six times. I don't need to see him.
I've seen him zero, and missed it at all. I can't imagine the cross section of people that went to that thing. Wow.
Do you think that Steelers fans who recognized Schefter were just berating him about the Aiyuk stuff thing, or do you think they left him in peace?
Oh, they probably just, hey, what's happening? Stuff like that. Well, you know, I thought something was happening on Monday.
You sent the yeet out. The yeet heard around the world.
Well, there was some rumors that the decision was going to be made.
You said rumblings
were going to be made on Monday, but I think that's when the 49ers stepped up. I mean, we know where it's all lays at right now. There's an offer on the table from the Pittsburgh Steelers, and they are take it or leave it, period. If the 49ers will take it, he's here, and if not, he stays with them. That's all. I mean, it's nothing more difficult than that.
Garofolo said they only had one more thing to iron out. That was on Wednesday. How big of an ironing board?
I would guess that would be guaranteed money, right? I was thinking of that too. I don't know.
Years?
I don't know about years. I think they would more care about something being fully guaranteed for X amount of years or not. Maybe the whole thing wants to be fully guaranteed.
Not happening.
I don't know. Maybe that's. I mean, if that's a little thing, if that's something that needs iron out,
well,
that's not
what?
A little thing.
No, it's not, but. You think? I don't think the Steelers' guaranteed money would be more.
But what would? But apparently he doesn't want to play. He wants to play here, right? But what would if they're offering him say $30 million, which is a round number,
which I don't think they are. But I'll
if they're going to offer him that, what is this little thing that they iron off for him to say no? That it's throw it off the board. I mean, nothing else to me that comes to mind. Other, I don't know about years. I don't know. Maybe to me it sounds like guaranteed money. I don't think it would be signing bonus or anything like that. I think it's just guaranteed maybe through the first 2 years, and maybe they don't want to do that. Once again, it's a thing you don't want to put your name on right now because it changes minute.
Lynch went on San Francisco radio today and used words like arduous and frustrating to describe this, but then he said he's hopeful. I don't know, man. Like you've been talking to the guy since March, and now you're saying in mid-August you're hopeful after you let him go talk to other teams to negotiate a trade. I'd like to hear a little bit more. If I were a 49ers fan, that would not make me feel entirely confident that he's going to end up back there.
I mean, I think that, you know, who has the most leverage right now is Aiyuk. He's going to dictate where he goes, what he wants to do. Second is Steelers. The 49ers are just playing catch up right now.
Mark, what the hell do they do if this falls through at wide receiver? Seriously.
Running back by committee, try wide receiver two by committee.
Committee are two good options. Yeah. The wide receiver two by committee is scrap heap, recycled, Goodwill-esque wide receivers, man.
Yeah, I'm not worried about the talent of those, not the talent of those guys, but I worry the trickle-down effect or the trickle-down effect over to George Pickens, how that affects his balls, his receptions, his touchdowns, his targets, and his attitude after that.
Yep.
I mean, that's what you have to worry about. If George Pickens goes the first month of the season getting four targets per game, I don't care if they're 4-0, he's not going to be happy, and I wouldn't be happy either. So
I have a hard time believing they're going to be 4-0 with him just being so sparsely used in their offense.
Freiermuth is definitely going to be a guy that obviously used more You throw Van Jefferson in there, you throw that hodgepodge
of nothingness.
By series, by situation, maybe you can, get something out of it. But obviously,
Mark,
you want more than that.
Arthur Smith used two tight ends more than any play caller in the NFL last season. So who then would be the second tight end who would gobble up all those snaps in this offense? Is it Darnell Washington?
I mean, I would think so, just for the fact that they're going to want to run the ball too. I think Connor Hayward's very underrated. He can be
was out there in the first preseason game playing with the Scribinos and Skrbinskis in the second half.
Yeah, touchdown though, right? I think he's very talented, and he can play that multiple position role and get different matchups that favor him. But if you're going to run the ball like they want to run the ball, or at least establish a run, I mean, Darnell Washington is going to be that guy because he is like the third tackle out there. But it's
have you seen him make any strides as a pass catcher?
No. I don't think you're going to. I think he is what you saw what he is last year. Maybe he's not going to be a red zone threat, even though it should be very simple for him to be a red zone threat. He's a guy.
He's Matt Spaeth.
He's a guy during backs on backers. It just doesn't even sweat hard and just swats people away. I mean, that's how good he is. And there's something to that, but he's not going to. The stuff you saw at Georgia, him leaping over people, that's just not going to. It's not it.
Follow us on Twitter, brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Mark Cabali in with us. Malzi golfed. Donnie already hosted. Here until 5:45. Right now, a headline. That music means it's time for the Donnie Football Debrief, but Donnie's not here. So it'll be intern Dom's turn. And he is brought to you by Steel Mill Saloon in Mount Washington, by the way. Your heart care matters. Get your heart checked at UPMC Heart and Vascular Institute today. Mark, momentarily on Monday, might have needed that, but he has rebounded and then some.
Intern Dom is looking a little nervous over here by his debriefing.
Well, Intern Dom doesn't want me to get into our pre-show conversation, so I'm not going to do that out of respect for Intern Dom.
Man, I really don't know why you do this.
I'm not doing it.
No, you are.
What do you mean? I'm not doing it.
Yes, you are.
I swear to you. Nothing offends me.
He tries to divide me between people.
Divide and conquer.
Like who have I tried to divide you with? Give us one example.
You've needled me into saying stuff about Doran, and now Doran hates me.
I didn't needle you at all. You just came right out and said, you know what? I'm sick of him posting pictures of smoking meats.
Yeah, but then you're like, I love it, Dom. I love it. And then that pumps me up, and then it makes me continue.
I appreciate a smoked meat.
I can't eat them. I'm allergic.
Huh.
Yeah.
If it's not smoked, are you allergic?
No, like I can have anything that is smoked for whatever reason. I don't know what it is, the hickory, you name it. Like any smoked meat makes me sick hours later.
I need Doran to make me some smoked meat.
Wings, pork, brisket, yeah.
But so smoked wings make you sick, but just fried normal wings are fine.
Yep.
I think that might be not an allergy, or that might be a mental thing there. That's weird. I've never heard of that before.
I agree with you, man. I've never heard of that either. I don't know if it's like... Maybe it is psychosomatic, but
was this pre or post surgery south of the border?
Penis surgery? No, this has been an issue that I've just tried to power through for my entire life. Look, I'll give you an example. Maybe it has to do with the smell, because like when incense would burn at like church, I'd have to run out and puke.
You got to take a deeper dive. Maybe when you're younger, something happened in your childhood.
So it's like a traumatic.
It could be
thing.
It could be.
What do you got for us, Dom?
By the way,
Mark Cabali's in studio if people don't recognize the voice or recognize the face from our YouTube stream.
My debrief today is a little different. It's an opinion. My opinion.
Oh.
And I want to open it up to the group here.
Are you aware of any of the greatest hit collection of Intern Dom's opinions? Some of the things he's got out there? Caleb Williams will be the greatest quarterback of all time.
Nah.
PNC Park needs a roof.
That one's looking smarter and smarter by the day.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
I don't even know how you do it, Roof. Maybe the old Miami Dolphin Stadium where they just put like a canopy over it. How would you have a roof?
Like retractable roof, like they do in
Seattle. But it's already a built structure, yeah. Dom. I mean,
I think Dom's 0 for 2.
They have to blow up PNC Park and build a whole new PNC Park.
You can't add a retractable roof?
No. Where has that happened?
You can.
On my deck, maybe. Sunset or thing?
I think they'd have to do what Mark just said. Like, they'd have to put a canopy, like, over it. You wanted them to do that?
If it's retractable, then yeah.
It's not retractable. It would be a permanent structure.
I want to hear another. Where's some of the other ones?
Syracuse football will make the college football playoff this year.
James Franklin's last year at Penn State is this year.
Mike Tomlin is actually the best coach in the NFL.
Yeah.
Just a few of them.
I would bet James Franklin would somehow get another raise after this year, even if they don't make the college football playoff.
Well, if they don't make the playoff, then he's in deep trouble over there.
So what is the opinion today that is going to have us fired up?
You know, we've been talking about Mark all week and his career and all that. And so it got me thinking. So I'm actually going to the Steelers game tomorrow, so I won't get to watch it live on TV. But I'm going to DVR it, and I'm going to rewatch it as soon as I get home, because I rarely care about who's calling a game. Like, play-by-play guys usually don't do anything for me. I'll usually never comment on it unless somebody gets a gig I don't think they deserve, and then I'll comment on it. But for the most part, it doesn't really do anything for me. I think Pomp is so good at calling these games that a part of me really, really wishes he was doing them on the radio this fall. And that's nothing against Rob King, because he is a fine broadcaster. He'll do a fine job, and from everything I've heard, he's the nicest human ever. But I just love Pomp so much, man. And I wish he was doing the games. I think he's excellent. And I'm not saying this because he does stuff here. I'm not saying this to kiss Pomp's ass. I just think he's amazing calling these games. No, not at all.
But I will tell you about Pomp. He's been doing this, 20 years now?
Feels like it.
I mean, Pomp, well, I will preface this for you. I love you, Pomp. Those first couple years were kind of rough. He has gotten extremely good. I do agree with you on that one. He rocketed to the moon, man. First couple years were rough, but he's gotten a lot better.
Here's the issue.
And he's really good now.
Here's the issue he runs into, and I don't think Bob would have any problem with me saying this about him, because we've had conversations about it. It's just hard to get better when you call only three or four games, and then you wait an entire year to do it again. Sure. It's not like baseball where you get 162 games a year, hockey 81 games or whatever. Even if he was the regular season voice, you'd get 16. It's just tough when there's so much time in between such a small number of games. So that probably speaks to what you're saying there, Mark.
Yeah, I mean, he's very, very talented. I mean, it's not an easy job either.
No, in my opinion, it's much harder than a regular season game for two reasons. You have to prepare for way more guys who people have never heard of. And two, the result doesn't matter, so it's hard to keep the game entertaining and interesting for people.
Yep. Plus, you know, it's just you look at, he needs help from other people too. So sometimes he doesn't get that on the road with spotters.
Oh yeah.
And if you see the Steelers press box, it's not quite in a place where you can see a lot of things as well. I mean, Bill Hillgrover probably could attest for that. You're in the right side of the end zone there, and something happens on the left, you're just basically
screwed
watching off the TV. I mean, that is a difficult job. I remember a couple of years ago, there was a long rain delay, lightning delay. What do you do then? You
call Dan Zangrilli and have him come in.
You called Art Rooney and Dan Art Rooney. Well,
you think Art's going to say much? I was shocked that he even mentioned that they might go to Ireland or Mexico City next year.
He's been saying that, I think.
Oh, the McAfee show will have a damn field day sending you to one of those places next year, buddy.
I think it would have to be Mexico. I mean, those are some loyal, long-time fans.
And they've played NFL games, or at least attempted to play NFL games in Mexico City. One was canceled.
Yeah,
they
haven't played in a couple years because they were redoing Stadium Azteca.
Yes.
No, that should be good now, but I didn't go to him last time. I think they had a preseason game.
Your boss, Pat McAfee, had a take on a local announcer today.
I was very lucky to grow up in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, where the greatest local commentator of all time resided. His name was Myron Cope. Myron Cope created the terrible towel. You know the terrible towel that you see in every single stadium in which the Pittsburgh Steelers are playing, or the Pittsburgh Penguins are playing, or the Pittsburgh Pirates are playing. Basically a towel that says, our city is here and I am from Pittsburgh, was created by this man right here, Myron Cope. And every time I see these local people, I always wonder, like, are they as beloved by their fans as Myron Cope was with the Pittsburgh Steelers? That dude was the voice of Pittsburgh. That dude had the opinions of Pittsburgh all flowing through his body through a microphone, and nobody will ever get a chance to know him because he passed away. Well, stress not, my friends. Ladies and gentlemen, the greatest local commentator of all time is Myron Cope.
Sally Wiggin got emotional when he posted that. She
really
responded to it. Yeah.
Yeah, you know,
said that's spot on. Never met him. I got here like 2 years late, Mark.
I rode the team plane with Myron a couple times right next to him when I was a young pup, probably in that 03-04 season. I used to ride on the team plane. They used to take some media members with us. And Myron.
Why did they change that policy?
Well, you know, I did it probably up until 10 or 11. I think my newspaper at the time decided to cut it out. Then they just start putting sponsors on and stuff like that. But I had some interaction from Myron. I've heard stories about Myron. Bill Hillgrove tells the best Myron Cope stories of all time. But I do remember one time Myron got up to put his overhead into the overhead bin, and his pants fell down right in front of me. And I'm like, oh my goodness.
What do you mean his pants fell?
They fell down all over to the ground.
So his ass was out on the freaking plane?
Just his underwear, I guess. Boom, straight down. Oh man, and we were in like the last row.
I mean, what do you do in that spot? Do you make a joke about it? Do you just pretend
it's
like it didn't happen?
Myron, man, and I'm a young kid. I just don't say anything until probably right now. But Myron, you ever hear the Myron Cope, Tunt Joke, and Bill Hillgrove call on the interception by the, I think it's a Cincinnati or Cleveland guy, Fakir Brown?
Oh, yes.
One of the best things I've ever heard in my life. You know, Tunch, you know, God rest his soul. Every time I see him, I'd be like, tell me about that. He would just laugh all the time. Just Google, like, Tunch, Myron Cope, and fuck.
But do you agree with the comment from Pat that you did, before you met him and became friends with him, you did hold Myron in esteem and rarefied air?
Yeah, Myron, I mean, I was too young at the time to know his writing background. You knew him from the goofy Cope on Sports, Channel 4, his
radio show.
Even radio show was probably a little bit before me actually listening to it. But, yeah, he was just a really, really great guy. And I agree with him. You see guys trying to imitate him and try to be that quirky guy. But
do you see some of that in Crowley?
Nah, Crowley's just Crowley. I don't know. Do you see that in Crowley?
No, I'm just, you're saying quirky, and the two people I thought of as quirky were Crowley and Starkey.
Well, the thing is about those two aren't fake. That's who they are. I mean, Starkey, you see him on the street, he's going to do the same thing, right? He's going to say the same thing. I mean, same thing with Crowley. They're the same people. I don't think they put on any kind of show.
Mark, can I ask you a quick question before you run?
Yes, sir.
Real quick. One of my bucket list people to meet in my life is former Syracuse alum Michael Cole. Do you think there's any chance you could get me in contact with him?
Jeez, Michael Cole.
He's asking for favors already now that you're working for the WWE.
No,
the whole one day in. Hey, by the way,
hey, can I get tickets for next year's WrestleMania?
Michael Cole is in Vegas, so...
Man, based on what you said about Cavalli before the show, you take
Pony.
Goodness.
Pony, seriously. No, I'm serious.
He's getting mad.
No, because...
I got to hear this now.
Nothing was said. Pony told me, he's like, you should give Mark a hard time when he comes in. And I'm like, no, I'm not going to do that.
Mm-hmm. Well, what did I do? This is no fair now. You just can't bring it up and not...
Blame him.
No, the whole thing was Pony was just like, you should give Mark a hard time. Like, say, oh, Mark, you've been getting a lot of attention this past
week. No. That's not how it happened.
Yes.
That's not accurate. Sonny could come in here and break the tie on that if need be.
Sonny? Who's Sonny?
Sonny Gray, our other intern.
I don't see him.
He's back there. He's at the controls. All right, Mark. What time are you getting to Archie's tomorrow?
I think 7 o'clock, 6:30, 7, I guess. Long get some wings. I've never been to Archie's.
How about the Paul Zeiss grilled cheese? That's still on the menu?
I think it is. You ever hear about that?
It's two pieces of bread and a piece of cheese.
Then he gets really mad when you say, why is it only just, I don't want bacon and I don't want, I just want cheese. I don't do a good Zeiss, but I'm a big wing guy, so I'll give
our listeners what a player that you think will stand out tomorrow before you run.
Well, obviously, I think Russell Wilson's going to open some eyes. All we have is heard about him so far, right? So I think he'll be able to come in there, and you'll be like, oh, this is what we've been missing. He is better than what we have. So I think Russell Wilson will be that guy. Obviously, he's going to be the focus of attention of every Steeler guy, every Steeler fan. So I think he will be impressive enough where the Justin Fields might start the season, might just dissipate a little bit.
Fan weather brought to you by Sun Chevy, lowest 71 degrees. Open phone Friday at 515-412-928-9370. More on Wilson's debut next. Mark, thanks for coming in.
Anytime.
Be back with more right after this.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them... Yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.